free.
WSKY, WSKY HD1. Making out Gainesville, Ocala, the Villages. And Odyssey Station.
Org.
Who got it right? Who got it way wrong? Sorting it all out with you. Hear about it first. Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:06. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Joining us now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the air. And good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing good. How about you?
We're hanging in there, and it's always a pleasure to connect with you. Look, I know you went to the Naval War College. What in the world was happening in Afghanistan? Was that I've never saw such a mess. How could they say it was planned for? Every contingency planned for?
Oh, that's a total lie. That is a complete lie. I mean, what we are witnessing is one of the, if not the most, egregious failures of leadership in American history. I don't think anyone disagrees there, and I know there's a few, but by and large, most people agree that our time in Afghanistan has been long overdue, or it needed to come to a close. I think collectively, Americans, we have been ready to come home. So it's not the what, it is the how. And this withdrawal has been an utter and total failure. You know, at the War College, the first thing that we are taught as part of the planning team process is war termination. It is one of the most important fundamentals of planning teams and often one of the most difficult. And it's clear more than ever that the war termination plan when it comes to Afghanistan was not well thought out or executed. And the success of any plan is really execution. You look at the fact that this administration has lied continuously, particularly over the last week, saying we had made plans for every contingency. That's simply not true. They did not have a security footprint in place. Why do we have upwards of 40,000 Americans still in country? Why, 6 weeks ago, did Biden say, I don't trust the Taliban? And then yesterday, his own administration is saying, we need to trust the Taliban that they will show mercy and get Americans to the airport so that they can evacuate. That is ludicrous. We are questioning now, why did we turn Bagram over to Afghan security forces, which was really the primary logistics hub with two runways and ramps that were capable of housing up to 20 C-17s currently in Kabul. There's one runway. You can only accommodate two C-17s at any given time. There is no fueling capability that we need at Kabul at the moment. They are doing air fueling, which is very, very dangerous and adds to the complicated nature of exfiltration. You know, we can go on and on and on, but it points to the fact that this administration lied. They did not have contingency plans in place. I was on a call with the White House on Sunday, this past Sunday, with SecDef Austin, with Secretary Blinken, and with General Milley. They repeated a litany of talking points. They said the Taliban is not in Kabul. That was a lie. They said we have made plans for every contingency. That is a lie. They said that we are engaging in a safe and orderly drawdown. That was a lie. Now more than ever, we need to be united as Americans and ensure that all of the service and sacrifice that our men and women have given over the last 20 years is not in vain. We will get our Americans out because Americans do not leave people behind. Despite what this administration is trying to do in allowing the Taliban to take over with no resistance, and they are leading the charge, defining and setting the stage with their own terms. We will hold this administration accountable. There will be resignations come hell or high water. But first and foremost, we need to focus on getting our Americans out.
I thought it was interesting that, this Jake Sullivan has kind of climbed the ladder. He's a national security advisor. I did a little research and found out, he was working for Hillary Clinton in the State Department when Benghazi went down. And remember, President Obama conveniently went to bed, said, oh, yeah, wake me up and let me know how it goes or whatever in the morning. Then when the Taliban was taking over, it seemed like there was a disconnect there. Joe Biden, President Biden, was not telling the American people what was going on, but it turns out now we found out he didn't reach out to one single world leader during the entire first couple of days. Yeah.
Not one. And that's, where in the hell is Joe Biden? You know, it should come as no surprise to those of us that we were watching and knowing what this administration would do. But for those people who supported a president who ran an entire campaign from his basement, they should be sitting there questioning, where the hell is the president? You know, we talk a lot about when the call comes in, who do you want answering that call? He didn't even pick up the phone. He wasn't even in town to pick up the phone. We all saw the images of Joe Biden sitting by himself, watching the entire country of Afghanistan collapse and fold like a cheap suit. And again, you have to wonder, who voted for this guy?
Yeah.
This administration has proven time and time again their inability to lead on any given issue. When it comes to the economy, when it comes to securing our southwest border, when it comes to basic constitutional duties and executing the laws on the books as they are written, they have failed on every single front. But what we are seeing in Afghanistan, I think, is the final straw for so many people. This is why elections matter. You know, elections have consequences. We have got to take the House back in the midterms, and I feel very confident that we will. But more than that, we need to take the Senate and the White House back. Our country cannot sustain many more months of this leadership. It's failed leadership. It's an America last policy, and we simply cannot afford it. I think too many lives are at stake, and we've seen just how dangerous and deadly the Biden policy is.
When things go so terribly wrong, and we know that there's military leaders with experience, this kind of thing shouldn't be completely difficult. Yes, it's a challenge, but it shouldn't be that difficult. But it's almost like purposefully not done correctly, which leads me to why. Why does this president want so much drama and chaos, whether it's the southern border or OPEC saying, hey, no, we're not going to produce any more oil, and that he knows the prices are going to skyrocket for us, to this mess that is Afghanistan? And with this guy and his track record with his son, Hunter, it makes me think, I wonder if a little deal was cut with the Chinese and said, why don't you take over in Afghanistan because they have all these rare earth minerals. I'm pushing for an electric car. Gee, I bet we could partner up.
You know, the Chinese wasted no time in seizing on this failed withdrawal. And we have seen statements that have been put out undermining American leadership by the Chinese. They are watching very closely. There have already been communications and communiques between the Chinese government and the Taliban. We know that. And so absolutely, they are excited about this failed withdrawal. And the thing that is very concerning to me is exactly what you said. Why would someone want so much chaos and destruction? I think that this administration has been woefully underprepared. They have put in place political appointees who have no business leading the departments that they have put in charge of. And it really points to two different types of America, or two visions for America, I think. Under President Trump, we saw an America First policy where it empowered the individual, it empowered small businesses, we empowered people to really thrive in a free constitutional republic. Under this administration, they want to create a nation of dependency. More control is gained when the electorate and the population is dependent on the government for everything from their food to their security. And when you disarm them, which I find it exceptionally hypocritical that this administration just armed the Taliban to the hilt and is focusing on de-arming and taking our Second Amendment away from law-abiding citizens. I'm not the only one who's standing here saying, this is crazy. Is anyone else seeing this? And you look at what's happening on the southwest border with a completely open, welcoming party that's happening, particularly in the RGV sector. Just 2 days ago, I was on the phone with a Border Patrol agent, and he said, Kat, you wouldn't believe it. I just got an email from headquarters saying that they are looking for volunteers from Border Patrol to pull off the line and go and help with Afghan refugee resettlement. We can't afford anyone to come off the line. We already have 60% of our Border Patrol agents babysitting and processing the hundreds of thousands of illegals that have been pouring across the border. If people don't think that the southwest border and Afghanistan are intrinsically tied, they're wrong. We have seen Afghan nationals come across the border. We have seen over 140 different nationalities come across the border, and they're all coming to a town near you.
Wow.
That is the scariest thing about this administration.
Yes, it is. We'll have to leave it there for now, but we always appreciate your insight and information, and continue to tell it like it is, Kat. We appreciate it. Kat Kamick, Congresswoman, and just keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks, Bob and Greg. You guys have a great week. Looking forward to seeing everybody around the district.
Sounds good. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show on what we're going to try to make a happy Hump Day, Trump Day out of it somehow, some way. Got some local stuff coming up. Alachua County Commission emergency meeting today at 5. What's that all about? News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This is North Central Florida's morning news and talk station, 97.3 The Sky. Now, traffic and weather together.
Well, it continues to be a decent morning drive for us. We're not seeing any accidents at I-75 that are going to slow you down. And actually, it's been moving along all morning long. Both Gainesville and Ocala, we have the typical slow spots as usual. But right now, no new accidents or blockages reported.
Showers and storms will be sparse in nature this afternoon and late arriving, generally after 3 or 4 o'clock. Lingering a bit into the evening hours. Plenty of heat and humidity in the atmosphere today. 94 the high, a heat index pushing 105. From the U of Weather Center, I'm Jeff Huffman.
Gainesville 76, Ocala 77, the Village is 79. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.